With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump downplaying the show of unity by the leaders of China, Russia, and North Korea.
The president's Chinese, Russian, Indian, and North Korean counterparts appeared together at a military parade in Beijing. He wrote online that those countries were conspiring against the U.S., but later said,
"My relationship with all of them is very good. We're going to find out how good it is over the next week or two."
The president also told the Salem Radio Network this week that he's not concerned about China partnering with Russia and others.
No, I'm not at all. We have the strongest military in the world by far.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Kremlin launching more than 500 drones and two dozen missiles at Ukraine overnight, targeting civilian infrastructure. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calls for tougher sanctions on the Kremlin. Parliament member testifying before Congress on Europe's approach to free speech. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
A group representing free speech in Europe testified before the House Judiciary Committee on how Great Britain's and the European Union's online policies impact U.S. speech and innovation. Lorcan Price, legal counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom International, was asked what message is sent to pro-life activists in the U.K. when they're arrested and prosecuted for expressing their opinions.
I think it shows an extreme degree of intolerance. It shows police overreach. And ultimately, we have to go back systemically. The problem is these laws that are being created. They're incredibly vague, overbroad, whether it's by European regulators or UK regulators. And they're having a real impact on people's lives and their human right to free speech.
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Trump administration taking the fight over tariffs to the Supreme Court, calling on the justices to rule quickly that the president has the power to impose sweeping import taxes under federal law. That appeal was filed late Wednesday. This is SRN News. Well, a warning about a new service from Spotify.
You sign up for the platform so you can stream music, but now Spotify is introducing a message option that will allow you to talk with other users. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says that's a bad idea, given how many young children are using the platform and how the DM option would make them vulnerable to sexual predators. The center tells the Christian Post that Spotify has a bad record resisting parental controls for nearly a decade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belgium says it's planning to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state, but only if Hamas is removed from power in Gaza and all Israeli hostages are freed. One leading Belgian lawmaker says these stipulations mean his country will not be recognizing a Palestinian state in the near term. Other countries, though, have planned to make their announcement and approve it formally. This is SRN News. Well, maybe the teenagers were just applying for a job. Bill Alexander reports on an unusual incident in the Big Apple.
The Metropolitan Transportation Authority is investigating whether a subway operator allowed multiple minors to try their hand at driving a train after video circulated on social media. Each show a young man at the helm of two different R-160 train cars operating above ground in broad daylight. In each video, the same train operator can be seen standing alongside the young men as they pilot the train. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority did not respond to questions about when the video was taken and whether the employee had been identified. I'm Bill Alexander.
After a five-year legal showdown pitting the Justice Department against Google, a federal judge has concluded the disruptive forces of technology have a better chance of hobbling an illegal monopoly than restraints from a court. More details at srnnews.com.